We're on chapter three now, mm-hmm. called the foundational faith. And he talks about how in previous chapters we looked at the concept of faith. Christian faith, we saw, is not some kind of mindless leap, some blind leaping faith that we're always doing. We're just jumping around. We're jumping Jack Flash. An emotional experience or delusional commitment contrary to good reason, contrary to facts, or contrary to logic. And so we said that we need to understand that the definition of faith, of the Greek word pistis, is trust. And it's used consistently throughout Scripture, through the secular Greeks. It's what we've come to know today. When we say we have confidence in something, confide, with faith, and it's only kind of the religious connotation, because we live in a Christian Western world, that that we've kind to come up with faith as being simpatico with only Christianity or only religion in general. Mm-hmm. And so we have to kind of get back to the roots and ad fontes, go back and establish what we mean by faith, so that we can properly explain what we're talking about and show that everyone has confide, with faith in the basics of their assumptions.
Their basic assumptions, right.
Right. Yeah. So as Christians, we don't turn off our brains when we start exercising our religious commitments or when we witness to people. We don't live in two worlds, the world of reason when we go to our school or work, and the world of faith when we become religious on Sundays. In fact, that's what people accuse a lot of Christians of being, as being hypocritical, as you're good on Sundays and then your daily driver of living antithetically to that is Monday through Saturday, and you need church to
clean that all up.
to cleanse. But faith is not contrary to reason, and right. so when we come up to things, we don't set aside Christianity, we don't set aside the Bible. Why? Because the Bible says that Jesus is Lord of all. And we want to believe that. And we want to be honest with people and say, that's what we believe in all things. Right. When it comes to raising our children, we believe that Jesus is Lord of all. When it comes to how one should make war with somebody, Jesus is Lord of all. When it comes to being fair and having even scales, Jesus is Lord of all. And mm-hmm. so those things inform and should inform how we do it. If not, we are being hypocritical, which the Bible has a slew of things to say. And when we rely on that, we're saying Jesus is Lord of all of that as well. Exactly.